In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Please be advised. This show contains adult language, violent acts, and triggering situations. Ghost Tape is intended for mature audiences. Q Code presents Ghost Tape, co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite, starring and executive produced by Kiersey Clemens.
Is it good? The hot dog.
So good. I forgot I was in prison.
You're in the brig, not prison.
If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, and that duck is quacking in the fucking brig.
Let's get back to it, shall we?
Okay, Doc. Shoot.
What was on that tape?
There's zero romance with you. I mean, we just had dinner. You have a girl a moment before we get to the smut.
You recorded over the tape saying my name. Gotta hand it to you. Very B-list, horror, creepy. And I'm impressed you found time at Basic. Bodes well for your future time management skills. But it also seems like a premeditated attempt to get off with an insanity charge.
I won't be charged either way because I'm not guilty. And I didn't record over the tape.
Tessa, come on.
That voice isn't me.
Then who is it?
Why is it so fucking cold in here?
Tessa, answer the question.
It's hard to describe. It's kind of me, but not really. It's like a shadow.
A shadow?
And you can't trust a fucking word she says. The tape is filled with shadows, and they weirdly make it heavy. It's not a normal tape, where you're like, la la la, I'm listening to some plastic and mylar. When you hold it, or it's in your bag, you can feel them. And it makes it so you can't move. Like you want to sink to the Earth's core, because that would be easier than putting one foot in front of the other.
Tessa.
Look, I know that sounds crazy, but hear me out. I noticed it first during the shark attack. You know when they yell at you getting off the bus the first day of basic training? I still don't get why they do that. What, something about breaking down the civilian and building us into soldiers? But I think humans just love putting each other through hell, especially if we were put through it first. A cycle of abuse. Or whatever.
Dixon, you get your own bellhop? Get up. Oh, you're laughing? You better save your breath for running. Come on, Dixon. You gotta show everyone you deserve to be here.
Did you hear that?
All I hear are a bunch of out-of-shape recruits.
No.
Come on, you can do it.
Why is my back so heavy?
You packed it. You got 5 seconds.
I practice with my bag every day for a month. wasn't this heavy.
I'm getting real tired of your excuses. Pick up your shit. And get in line. Move!
Drill Sergeant Wilson gave special treatment. She had a crush on me.
Sergeant Wilson is married to Corporal Wilson.
So? Yeah, lots of people are married to lots of people. What's that matter? I bet having a crush when you're married is even more fun. But even so, I couldn't trust her. I knew they all wanted it.
Wanted what?
The tape.
Basic training can be stressful. You're running on little sleep, probably dehydrated, not to mention your grandfather just passed. This situation is ripe for...
What are you saying? I had some sort of mental breakdown?
I did not use those words. I'm just saying sometimes the mind plays tricks on us, especially when we're grieving or exhausted. Paranoia can be a natural reaction.
I'm not some paranoid freak. They tossed my bunk. Everyone saw.
I never met a gay person before. Do they try to flip you if you're straight? Should I be worried?
It's not how it works. You low-key stupid, Phillips.
How's it work then?
Well, you're gay or you're not. They can't flip you if you're not gay.
Actually, sexuality is a spectrum, so...
Phillips, you might be a little gay and don't even realize it because you grew up around prejudiced pricks.
What the fuck? Hey, hold on, hey, what is
hey, hey, everybody, be cool. Who's been in my bunk? What the fuck?
What?
Who's been in my bunk?
Well, take it easy, Dixon.
Fuck you. The whole place is tossed. Which one of you bitches is touching my stuff?
No one's been in your bunk.
What the fuck? Where is it? Where is it?
Where's what?
Where is it? Where is it? It has to be here.
What the hell, Dixon? No one touched your stuff.
What the fuck?
Dixon, what are you doing?
Where did it go? Nobody knew.
Dixon, why are you so fucking scared?
Who would have taken it? It has to be here. No.
Shit.
No, it doesn't make sense,
Dixon! Drill Sergeant! Someone went through my shit! I am missing my stuff!
What the hell do you think you're doing? Get yourself together and clean this mess up!
Drill Sergeant!
I don't want to hear another word from you, Dixon. Clean this up. Then report to Corporal Wilson.
Come in.
Corporal.
How's the first day of basic treating you? The shark attack can be, a lot...
Fine. I should really have a battle buddy for our meeting, sir.
Oh, don't worry about that. I heard there was an incident in the barracks, your bunk.
Yeah. Yeah, someone went through my shit.
You know, stress levels can be high during this time. There can be... misunderstandings, confusion.
There is nothing confusing about coming home to realize someone's been through your shit, Corporal.
I respected your grandfather very much. And due to that, I'm going to ask you off the record if there's any contraband you want to turn in.
Contraband, sir?
Anything you shouldn't have. Whether you brought it on base or not, I promise you won't be in any trouble if you hand it over now before someone finds it. If that happens, I can't protect you.
If I had contraband, and I'm speaking hypothetically here, don't you think it would have been taken when they tossed my bunk, sir?
I'm giving you one more chance, Private.
And I'm telling you, I don't have any contraband. Not even a corner of my little army soul would dream of keeping contraband, Corporal. I mean, that was partly true, because I didn't have any contraband at the time. The tape was missing.
Are you implying the Corporal was involved in tossing your bunk?
Oh, well, here's where it gets tricky, Doc. So let me lay it out real clear for you. Corporal Wilson wanted the tape. I mean, he was practically begging for the thing. But when he, or his people, because I'm sure he kept his hands clean, when they tossed my bunk, they didn't find the tape. I see your detective wheels turning. You're thinking my dad tossed my bunk, because he was all, bring me the tape.
but I got a call from Grandma Missy.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Grandma?
Hi, baby. Okay, listen, I don't want you to panic, but hold on. Hold on, how I get this damn thing to...
What? Grandma!
Look, I can't hear you. Hello?
Hello? No, I can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, still, yeah.
Now, so how I make this thing here so your daddy can hear you? The speaker thing, you know?
What do you mean? Press the speaker button.
The what?
The speaker button!
Okay.
Jesus.
Okay, I got it.
Hey, Tess.
Hey, Dad?
I don't want you to worry, but I'm driving your dad over to rehab right now.
What? Why?
I don't need you to talk from me. I can talk to myself.
I don't want to hear from you.
You know how she overreacts.
Okay. Okay. Listen. Tess, we'll try PHP this time, and he can stay with me at night.
Did you tell Maeve?
Why? She's not family.
Dad, she's been holed up in the house since the funeral,
She made her bed. With someone else's husband, she can lie in it.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Tess, I want to apologize for the way I acted. It's just that...
Let's not get into that right now, okay? Tessa, we love you. I'm sending you lots of kisses, baby. You have fun at basic.
Fun? So, my dad didn't take the tape either. If you think about it, how would he have broken into the base in the first place, you know?
Tessa, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to take a breath before answering, okay?
Sure, fine.
You said your father suffers from addiction, but is there any history of mental illness in your family, depression? You mentioned feeling heavy, schizophrenia, dissociative identity disorder.
Oh my God, what? No!
Tessa, breathe. We're just talking. I'm here to help.
What, do you think I imagined all this? Like I'm a fucking crazy person?
I don't think crazy is a helpful descriptor for our purposes.
Oh, I honestly don't give a shit what you think, because I know what happened.
No one went through your bunk.
What?
All the other recruits saw you making a mess of it yourself.
Well, that smells a lot like bullshit. Question, why would I toss my own bunk? Because that makes zero sense.
I don't know, Tessa. I've been waiting for you to tell me.
I didn't do it.
Tessa.
Look, they went through my stuff because they wanted to steal the tape. They couldn't find it because it was in the bathroom.
You stashed it in the bathroom.
No, it kinda like, it moved. And I know that sounds insane, but...
You're asking me to believe the tape moved of its own accord.
I don't know how. It just happened. I found it after I talked to the corporal. Maybe someone moved it. If you aren't even pretending to believe me, why am I here? I should go back to my cell.
Tessa, you gotta help me here. I have Drill Sergeant Wilson's report and the witness accounts from the recruits. There's no record of you meeting with the corporal.
Oh, well, obviously there wouldn't be a record of my talk with Wilson.
You're talking about heavy shadows that live in the tape. You won't admit to tossing the bunk yourself. And we both know the tape didn't grow legs and walk into the bathroom. These are things that just don't happen in the real world, Tessa.
I'm not lying.
I don't think you're lying. But I want you to see the difference between what is real and what is...
Not everything can be defined by what you learned in med school, Doc. Some things can't be explained with science or logic.
Tessa.
There is a certain balance to the universe. And when you upset that balance, shit gets different. You know the war crimes from Vietnam? The really bad stuff we conveniently forget about. The tape is a recording of one of the massacres. It's the only real evidence of what went down. Play it again if you don't believe me. I tried to protect your fragile little ears, but play it if you've got such a hard-on for it.
Okay.
If it's dead, it's Viet Cong.
Oscar, stop listening. The tape.
That was your grandfather's voice on the recording. Do you think he was involved in the massacre? Is that why you recorded over the tape with your own voice, Tessa? Were you trying to protect him?
You know, they set fire to the huts at first. That crackling you hear on the recording, those are the flames, eating all the dry grass. But the villagers didn't die in the fire. No, the people, mostly women and children, a few oldies. They ran outside and actually went to the soldiers for help. Because soldiers are supposed to help innocent people, right? That's part of why I joined the army. I wanted to protect innocent people.
Tessa, take a seat.
But the soldiers didn't help them. They shot them. And filled them with enough bullets to take down a lion.
Tessa, I don't want to have to call the guard back in here. I'm going to need you to back up.
No. I'm sorry. Am I too close, Doc? Am I scaring you? You know who else was scared? The mothers, who threw themselves over their children as human shields. But the downpour of bullets was so relentless, they actually went through the mothers' bodies and got the babies anyway.
Tessa, let go.
That kind of evil makes a mark whether you can see it or not. It upsets the balance and becomes a blemish on time that just keeps eating and filling itself with more and more darkness, more and more pain. And it's always hungry.
Guard!
Dixon!
Take her back. We need a break.
Stand down, Private.
In the shadows I mentioned? Some are ghosts of the collateral damage and shrieking accounts of their torment. But others are the souls of each person that listened. Each person that listened to the atrocities and did nothing. And we can't escape its hunger. Not even with all of your analysis and logic.
Dixon!
So buckle up, Doc. Because you're a part of this too now. I told you not to listen!
Ghost Tape stars Kiersey Clemons as Tessa, Raul Castillo as Oscar, Angel Parker as Drill Sergeant Eliza Wilson, Hallie Samuels as Phillips, Shirley Rodriguez as Conti, John Rubenstein as Corporal Wilson, Anna Maria Horsford as Grandma Missy, Sean Patrick Thomas as Luke Dixon, Bill Duke as Byron Dixon, with additional performances by Fernando Martinez, Hallie Samuels, Carson Rowland, Mitch Mendoza, and Alan Truong. Co-created by Nia DaCosta and Aaron Eli Colite. Directed by Malachi. Written by Alexandra E. Hartman. Executive produced by Kiersey Clemons, Nia DaCosta, Aaron Eli Colite, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, and Sandra Yi Ling. Produced by Tess Ryan. Co-produced by Alexandra E. Hartman and Mariel Redlin. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milchev. Edited by Ariel McGrail, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Matt Yoakum. Sound effects editing by Ryan Sullivan. Mixed by Matt Yoakum. Additional mixing by Ben Milchev. Music editor, Michael Traylor. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli. Assistant Director Lynn D'Angona. Script Supervisor Sam Beasley. Assistant Engineering and Editing Neely Oftering. Production Coordinator Kelsey Adams and Jack Friedman. Post coordinator, Rachel Yanover. Language services provided by The Language Bank. Artwork by Tomer Honka and Bryn Jones. Special thanks to Chris Goebel. Ghost Tape is a Q-Code production.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Gallion on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.